Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, Duo.com. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan.
Good, happy Wednesday/Monday to you. This is Life, new episode, number 28. It's a milestone.
Another milestone.
It's not really a milestone because there's nothing significant about the number 28 besides the fact that it's one after the most episodes we've ever done.
It's a milestone because you're not 28.
I am not. I don't know what that really means or if that has anything to do with it. But
you're not that old.
I'm
yay.
Not. That's
you're
great.
Not 28.
Although if we did a show like we did Seth and Colby, we could do one every year, and my age would be the same as the episode numbers if we'd started that 3 episodes
Whoa,
ago.
Genius.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
That's never going to happen. We do this show every week because we're stupid.
That's okay.
Yep. Anyway, you can watch us live. Maybe you already are. If you are, it's so bright in here. It's beautiful.
Oh my God, shut up.
It's so bright. We upgraded the studio with these mega light bulbs that like burn retinas, and like the sun is jealous of how bright it is in the studio right now, and it looks amazing. So that's another reason to watch us live every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. Why at 8? Katrina, do you know why it's at 8 o'clock?
Because I chose it to be at 8 o'clock.
That's right,
because
you deemed it so. Because you deemed it to be 8 for some unknown reason. But we appreciate it if you're
that's
watching us live.
I was supposed to be working till 6. I didn't want to be here right at 7.
Yeah. That's a good point. So then you decide you're not going to work till 6. You still
then
show up like right
that
at 7.
That was too much work. So I said, screw that. Let me just get off work and not go back.
That's right. So that's why it's at 8. Apparently.
That's why it's 8.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, if you are watching us live, you can text us. 505-750-0304 is our phone number. We get them right here to the studio. And we'll probably comment on most of the things you say, unless it's racist or I just don't want to comment on it. You can also email us. We do listener letters every single week.
Every week.
To my horror, I have to compile them and put them
to
out.
To my enjoyment. Just
I
for
do
me.
It literally for Katrina. That's the only reason I do them anymore. But
the
that email,
I'm here.
The email address is life@duo.com. LIFE shift to DEWOH period COM. So be sure to send those letters to us and make them all about Katrina because that's what she really wants.
That's what I live for.
I do them from her, for her.
Yep.
And she wants them to be about her. Because the show's called Life, but we might as well add the word Katrina's before it. This week's sponsor is a big deal. It's us.
What?
It's Duo Shop.
No way.
That's right. Our friends in the marketing department have told us that we must promote our own store, and here's why. Not only do we have a new Seth and Colby shirt where we have mustaches that you should go buy.
That's a really good shirt.
Not only do we have a new Life shirt with Lucy's face on it that you should go buy.
It's a pretty impressive
but
picture.
Starting tomorrow if you're watching live, or right now if you're downloading this like most people, for the next 10 days, if you use the promo code 10YEARS, all one word, TENYEARS, you get $10 off your entire order, which means
years?
Literally you could get the new Life shirt for $5.
10 years?
10 years.
Are we going to be doing the show for 10 years?
No.
I hope so.
Yes.
Yes!
No. $5, though, for a t-shirt. This is a great deal. It only lasts from September 18th to September 27th. Just be sure to enter the promo code 10YEARS at checkout, and that's duo.com, DEWOH.com/shop. And we thank you in advance for that.
Yep.
We love to give you guys good deals. Today on the show, we actually have topics. I think it's the first time in 2 or 3 months where we've actually had something written down
that's
for
crazy.
Segment one. We have this weekend because something big happened. Colby came up. That's a pretty big deal. We can talk about that. And now I died in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katrina wants to talk about who she saw, probably a basketball player or something. She wants to talk about Honey Boo Boo, and I've got something I want to talk about Chris that I'm not actually going to talk about right now just to keep her waiting more because she hates it. She hates having to wait. So let's just start. Let's start with this weekend.
Can I just do my one thing?
Sure,
who I saw?
I guess. Go just... totally derail me.
No, that's because the who I saw isn't as important and isn't that great of a story.
Is it a basketball player? Like
no.
I thought it was? Okay. Who
no.
is it? What's happening?
However, this Saturday I did slap hands with Will Spradling.
That's right. And I said it was terrifying.
It was pretty epic.
Yeah. Sweaty.
Which reminds me later this weekend, I'd like to talk about the football game.
Okay. Let's do that.
No, my story
you
was.
You have my pen, so you have to remember. She's literally writing it. She can't talk and write.
No.
That's what just happened right now. She has stopped to write.
Okay. So, today I had to do like a partner project thingamajigger.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. It sucked. Oh. It was so stupid. But I was in Putnam, the famous dormitory where we first met.
Did you see bathrobe?
I did not see bathrobe.
Oh, darn.
I did see bathrobe's roommate.
Oh, Fat Grace.
Oh, no, then I guess it was bathrobe. I didn't know which one was which. Why is her name bathrobe?
Because the last time I saw her, she was in a bathrobe.
Okay,
and that's
kind of what I figured.
The only time I remember is when she was in a bathrobe.
He's met her like 5 times, and the only time he remembers is the time he saw her in a bathrobe.
That makes sense. No, so since I had to go to Putnam to work on this project, as I was leaving, like I had to like get a computer key, so they had to take my ID, so I was getting it back from the front desk. There she was.
Did she recognize you?
Yeah.
What, anything
that
like,
was like a weird yeah
she's like
yeah, as in like I didn't really know what to do because like she knows me and she's like hey and I'm just like hey like I know you know who I am and we don't talk but okay hi.
She was friendly. Was she in a bathrobe?
She was not.
No,
she does look bony. Like she like she's lost weight, like she looks like
I couldn't tell because
frail.
A bathrobe makes everybody look fat.
But anyway, no, so she was there. So then as I left, like I was talking to the front desk attendant who I knew, and that was great. And then as I left, I felt awkward. So I was like, bye, bathrobe.
You should have called her bathrobe.
That would have been awesome.
But anyway, so I called her. She was like, bye. And I was like, that's weird.
That is weird.
It's just weird that she was like super friendly and like, hey.
Yeah.
And like,
especially since she
why?
Never even called, like text Chris back at
and
all.
And never ever talks to me.
Like
ever.
Chris put out the fig leaf of peace and was never... I don't know what the word is, but it was never like returned to her. I mean, you don't really return the fig leaf, but I don't know.
No, but you at least accept it.
Yeah, you accept the fig leaf. It was never accepted.
Dare she, Beth?
And then she's really nice to you. So that just goes back to us saying that you're the nice one out of all three of us.
Always.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
true.
All. Okay. It's your weekend.
It wasn't just my weekend.
It was our weekend.
Colby came up and somehow... Some way I convinced Katrina on the one weekend she has where she doesn't work on a Saturday to come over and hang out with us.
It was crazy.
It was.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was hard. I can't believe it happened. I had to pay her a lot of money. A lot of, like, unreal amounts of money. I'm going to be paying her for, like, the next 2 years. And then she left at 11. But anyway.
That's not true.
I don't really remember when you left because I was dead.
It was like one.
I was literally dead.
Yeah.
So this weekend Colby came up and we
not too dead to throw up.
We did a 2-hour long podcast that was incredibly long and hilarious.
Oh, nope.
Mainly long though.
Yep.
Mainly long. But it's all on video and I'll put it up sometime when I decide how much to charge for it. As if you did
$2.
Watch the live Seth and Colby show, we talked about maybe putting it up for $2, which is our standard price. We charge $1 an hour. or I could put it up for $1,000 and hope one person buys it. Like, we tried to figure out what's better if 100 people buy it at $2 or if one person buys it at $1,000, which is more likely to happen.
Or you could put it in the middle for, like, $500, then maybe 2 people would buy it.
Yeah, there's another option. So
no
once
one
I,
is going to buy it.
That's what Colby said, is that no one's going to buy it no matter how much it costs, which is accurate. No one will.
It's true.
But, you know, maybe if the off chance is that someone does decide to buy it,
where's people's generosity
$1,000
these days?
I don't know. Colby said that he will tattoo someone's name on their face if they spend $1 million on an episode.
What was that? He will tattoo...
Their name, the person who spent $1 million, on his face.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you said their name on their face, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It was a
great,
very confusing sentence
incentive.
Because I couldn't give away the $1 million punchline without talking about it. Never mind.
Go ahead.
It made sense in my head.
Continue. It's okay. Move on.
So we had a lot of fun. I mean, I don't really remember a lot of it because I drank
beer.
That's how
much fun you had.
It was the first time I drank beer
I've
been like 15. I did because, remember, I filled a solo cup with it.
I know. Oh, drink it better that way.
Well, we tried to chug it. And because I've never done beer at all. I didn't know how difficult it would be to chug it. I was like, oh, I'm an alcoholic. I can chug a beer. No problem. Well, I got like 3 ounces of it, and then I laughed, and I spittled it everywhere.
Which made me laugh, and then I spittled it almost everywhere.
Yeah, and that was hilarious, and I held up my thing, and it wasn't even to the label, and I was like, that's how much I drank. So then I continued to pour it into a cup, and then I drank all that just to prove that I could drink that much beer, and then I passed out and died.
And yep. Then he threw up.
That is true. Yep.
Even though the slang is liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
But yeah, but I had liquor than beer than liquor.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so that's what happened. I just should have never had the beer.
Beer before liquor, you're being
Because honestly, I didn't drink that much. It was the beer.
Probably. Then you never have it, so like
that's right. Like, so I'm never drinking beer again because one, it tastes like pig skeletons, and two, it didn't settle well with my... Have you ever had a pig skeleton?
I do think I have.
Well, all right then. I guess you win this round. Katrina! Katrina, dinner's ready. We'll have a pig skeleton!
Skeleton!
Oh, by the way, Katrina, I got something special for you.
I'm not going to like it.
No, you know, you're going to love it.
She's like, oh, I want to rather go get Starbucks.
There you go. So now we have...
I was trying to be good with my mouth.
We did talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
She's like, oh, I want to rather go get Starbucks.
So there you go. Now we have something for everybody. So happy times for you. But let's see. What were some of the highlights of the night? I put a watermelon on a plate of wings. For those watching this live, I was standing right here, like basically where I'm sitting, but I was standing, and the cup was on our table, and I lifted the can up above my head to pour it into the cup.
You're just like,
and I was watching the video the next morning, and about halfway up the journey, I was like, that's way too high. That's way too high. And then it splattered. I don't even think we've cleaned it up. I mean, I think it's still...
Actually, it looks like it's pretty clean.
It does, but I do not think we cleaned it. So I don't know how that happened. Whatever. But anyway, it was a pretty fun night. I mean, I assume you guys had fun after I died on the couch, right?
I remember
that I played Take Care on vinyl. And I remember playing... I don't remember any songs off that. Actually, I do remember kind of singing along to a couple of them.
It kept skipping.
And you flipped it over. You were going to flip it over, but Colby didn't want you to get up.
And that was the one part I remember. That's the last thing I remember of the night before I was in bed and I threw up in a bowl. Is me going...
Well, that's because the worst thing you can do is lay down and then get back up.
That's right. You guys should have just left me in the chair.
We never moved you. You moved yourself.
And honestly, and I was just about to ask, I don't remember why I got up. Because I don't remember I don't even remember how I knew you guys got to bed. I just remember getting up and flipping over the record. And I was thinking to myself, well, of course Colby knows how to flip a record. He has a record player, but he doesn't. So I don't know why I thought that. And then I remember being in bed and asking Chris for a bucket because it's the 18th century.
Yeah. He goes, "Can you give me a bucket?" And I was like, "Okay." He goes, "Quickly."
And then I fell asleep and it was blissful. Then I woke up feeling great the next morning because I threw up my hangover.
And by he woke up the next morning, he means he rolled over and gave me this eye like this. And yeah. Then he was like, and I was like, I don't know what you're doing.
I did.
And
I,
he just kept giving me the eye. I was like,
I kept
do you
opening
want me to go
one
get
eye
breakfast?
Slightly, like,
and then
just
he
a
like
little bit.
Opened it again to say yes. And then he wouldn't tell me what he wanted for breakfast. So I just went to McDonald's and got what we
I did yell
got,
caffeine at her, though.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I yelled caffeine at her. But I did. I ordered breakfast with my eye. I was like, my one eye open and closed.
So yeah, I got to get buckets for him, get him breakfast.
Yes, because, you know.
It's a horrible, horrible life.
I know.
To live.
She's so strained.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. So that was our weekend. I mean, it was a pretty fun time. And then we did Seth and Colby show the next day. And we went to the prairie, climbed the giant hill. Exhausting. We went to Umi, had dinner there. That was delicious. Should have hung out with us, Katrina. This is what you miss out on when you don't hang out
with
us.
Okay. My stories are better.
It's doubtful. Because I won the lottery and you weren't there for it.
No, but yes.
What was that word?
It was booty yes.
I about said a real word. Believe and then I was like, was. Wait, probably not.
Yeah, because after last week's 14 edits, you know, all of a sudden you're missing nice girl.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was the weekend.
Try.
And then Colby ran home about halftime during the game. So after right before we saw you on TV doing this.
It is true.
Go State. Oh, yeah. Excited to be here.
Can I tell my story now?
Yes, please do. Go for it.
Okay, so Saturday, because you all know about Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I went to the football game, and my roommates saved me a spot because I got there late. And it was front row, 30-yard line.
I really like how you're having problems speaking today because it makes me feel better because I'm also having problems.
I always have problems speaking.
I feel like you're worse than usual, though. I don't know.
I take insult to that.
Maybe it's because I haven't drank tonight like I usually don't notice.
I never really have my thoughts all the way formulated as I speak. It's just
yeah, that's
like,
my problem. Yeah, you don't have to explain it to me. That's how I roll.
Well, then just shut up.
Didn't you hear the thing I said about the face on their face?
Just shut up.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so a 30-yard line.
30-yard line. Which 30?
R30.
Okay. You just made that up. You don't know.
That's because they switch every quarter. You can't say R30.
They don't switch every quarter. They switch halftime.
No, they switch it every quarter.
No, they switch halftime. It's halftime switch. Katrina, what game were you watching?
I was watching the damn game the whole time.
Were you closer to the scoreboard or were you closer to the... Like
the scoreboard.
There's a scoreboard on both sides.
Yeah, that one I'm with Katrina.
I was close to the fun zone. The You know what I'm talking... The end
were
zone, fun zone!
To Bramlage or to the Vanier football complex?
That tells me nothing.
Okay, Bramlage is where they play basketball.
That's behind me. Yes.
Yes. Were you closer to the parking lot in front?
Were you closer to Kimball or closer to your house? Which 30-yard line?
It's closer to Kimball, which is where the fun zone is.
So you were by Vanier football complex, which would be our end zone.
Okay.
Just so you know.
End zone?
Whatever one the home team plays at during the switch, the last two quarters, that's our end zone.
Okay, whatever.
That's the home team's end zone.
Anyway,
just so you know.
For better recollection, I was on the north side.
Okay. We probably just could have asked that to begin with, and that
would
have solved
the problem. Not everyone knows their cardinal directions.
But I do, and then I could have explained everything that I just explained.
Just tell your story.
So anyway, I was front row, 30-yard line. It was great. However, it sucked. Because...
It was the most amazing thing of my life, and I hated it.
It was. Like, I'm very torn between if it's worth being in the front row or not. Front row or not, because, okay, so at the very beginning of the show, they've got the whole band lined up, and the dumbass trumpet players are right in front of me, just blaring their music. And so what do I do, thinking I'm going to be smart? I'm like, let me turn away from the music for a little bit, and I turn and put my ear to it. So my ear was ringing during the whole damn game, and the kid beside me, bless his heart, kept clapping his little hands out.
Yeah!
Right in my freaking ear that wouldn't quit ringing.
Hey,
and I'm
Katrina,
just like,
I'm yelling loud because I can't hear myself over the horns.
And it hurt, and my ears hurt. And then it was a televised game, so we had like 5 cameras.
pointed at you.
All pointed at me. And every 10 minutes, the guy would come over and be like, zooming in. He's like, yeah, cheer, come on, let's go. And we're like, God damn it, you were just here. Are there not other stands to videotape right
that
now?
That would require the camera guy to walk across the stadium, though. He doesn't want to do that.
There's people down the way.
But you were right
there. There's people on the other side of me.
Maybe he's a Horn fan.
No, but what's even better is, so there's two cameramen. There's the guy from Fox Network that got really involved with, like, yeah, getting us hyped up, and like the frat guys beside us that were hardcore into it, and he was mainly videotaping them and then would scan over to us because we're girls.
Gotcha.
But then you had this creeper guy who'd just stand there. And he would kind of like barely wave his hand.
Are you sure he was actually...
I think
working for a television station.
Yes, because I think he was
girls,
the one. Well, not
tape the girls.
I think he was working more for like the stadium, because I think it went up on stadium.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't really know, but it was just really weird because he just was really awkward. He would just
was
stand
he wearing purple?
Around. No, I don't know.
Hmm.
But what upset me was, like, he would always come over right after the Fox guy would come over and get us all hyped up, and then he would come over thinking he'd get the same thing, and it's like, no, dude, go find your own crowd. The Fox guy claimed this area. Like,
How many times do you think you were on TV?
I don't know.
Could you tell?
Least,
was there a light on the camera or anything when it was on TV?
At least 4.
I mean, how do you know that?
I don't.
So you're just guessing 4.
I know I was on there at least twice, because at 2 separate points I got texts about, I see you on TV.
Gotcha.
And one was from me.
Well, how many times did he hype you up?
Several. A lot.
Okay. Because the logic would say that every time he hyped you up, they were going to come to him for an action shot.
Yeah. And, like, half the time, like, once in a while, he'd come and get us hyped up, and then he's like, oh, never mind, sorry. And we're like, oh. Like,
gotcha.
That was mostly them. I was just
so you're
like,
estimating, based on the times that he's hyped you up, and then...
Which was a lot.
Said good, instead of sorry, was about four times you actually made it to TV.
I don't really know. I don't have a clue about that.
Well, listeners, you need to watch K-State Games. We have a televised one on ABC next week, starting at 6:30. Look out for Katrina.
At
no,
Oklahoma.
It's in Oklahoma.
I was going to say, that one's in Oklahoma. I will not be there.
She will not be at that game.
I don't think I'll be in the front row anymore. Like, I don't know if I can do it.
Why?
I'm going to die hard.
Well, we could tell through your enthusiasm and clapping.
However, fun fact, though. So, in one of our chants that we do, you're going to have to edit this, be aware.
That's fine. I've already had to edit a couple times.
Because it's like, eat them up, and it's like, we're going to eat the fuck out of you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. It made it on broadcasting, and they had to edit that through broadcasting.
Well.
But, like, it made it on TV.
Katrina, you're affecting everyone who's broadcasting now. You make me edit, you make Fox edit.
Yep.
Just like, you're like a cancer to the censors.
I am.
Yeah.
Beware.
Beware of Katrina's filthy, filthy mouth.
I'm not going to say that because we'll isolate that.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. No. I'm not going to say it. It's
you should
okay.
say it.
I'm not.
You should say
and
it.
And so it was great. I mean, the front row was great. It had a good view, and it was more entertaining because the people around me got very involved and, like, would point different players out and make fun of them, like, oh, 67 has a muffin top, which, like, he was a bigger
it's
linebacker,
football.
Of course.
Everyone has a muffin top.
Exactly. And then he was like, oh, there's this one redhead. He's like, oh, that number has no soul. Because he's a redhead. And then this,
the
like,
redheads not have souls?
No.
Oh.
And
wasn't aware of that.
Other pointless things that were just funny. Like one guy's name on the back, it had like his first initial, which was A, and then his last name was Orr. Sorry. It was Orr. O-R-R. So they kept okay. going, Orr. It was ridiculous.
And what are the chances of the people on the field hearing that?
They could hear it.
Really? Did anyone look at you?
No, because I didn't do the chanting.
No, I know, but anyone look in the direction of the people chanting?
Yes.
Okay. Did they look upset?
A little bit, but not really. I mean, they're used to it.
I'd really like if one of the North Texas players is like, you know what? Forget this. And he just takes his helmet off and he runs and he like tackles a bunch of people in your section.
You'd have to jump up. Which reminds me,
they're
new story.
They can do that. Yes.
So I was texting because I was on TV. So a lot of people were like, you know, my phone was blown up.
Yeah.
And I went to put my phone in my pocket and I let go and I'm like, wait, that wasn't in my pocket.
You just dropped it on the floor?
I dropped my phone, not only on the floor, but to ground level from the Rays Stadium seating area to ground level. And as soon as I let go, I was like, crap. That was not my choice word, but it was just like, crap.
Yeah. So how did you get it?
Well, there's all the cheerleaders are down there and the
So you asked for the cheerleaders to hand it to you?
No, the baton twirler. One of the baton twirlers gave
it
to
baton me. Hey, baton lady, will you hand
no,
me
No, they
baton?
All saw it. Like, everyone around me. everyone around me and everyone on the ground level that was standing around saw this phone drop. Saw this phone drop. And then the lady gives it to me and she's like, oh, it's all cracked. Was it like that? And I was like, no.
Is it cracked now?
Oh, it's so busted.
Whoa, how far did it fall? Like, it's only like 15 feet, isn't it?
I was probably standing about from here on the table, and it...
That's not very far.
But it landed face down.
I thought...
Actually, no. I was standing here, so you also have to add 5 more feet to that.
Yeah, because you were standing. Well, like, I don't think... I didn't see your phone is cracked.
That's because I already got a new one.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, well, never mind.
It's a really nice phone. And it was only in the store for a week, and I'm like, well, let me get that one.
Why don't you get an iPhone, like a normal human being?
Because I don't get iPhones.
What service are you on? You're on
US
like
cellular.
You're on like corn wheat telephone or something, right?
No, it's in the top 10 at least.
Top 10 out of the 10 companies there are, it's number 10.
No, okay. If there's 10 companies, it's at least number 9. Get real. No, seriously, if there was 10 companies, it would at least be number 5.
Uh-huh, because there's always those ones in, like, Montana and Alaska and Wyoming. Wyoming's got to have really bad cell phone companies.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
That's only number 7 that your phone company would be. I can't think of any states that would be worse. Oh, North Dakota. North Dakota's pretty bad, too.
Oklahoma has its own service, too.
Yeah, but is it better or worse? There are more people in Oklahoma than there are in Kansas.
That's not true.
Yeah, and Oklahoma's more hillbilly-ish.
Yeah. They've got have you been through Oklahoma? They've got a lot of like ghost towns. Dude, I went to Oklahoma, you know that trip that I took?
Yeah, but Oklahoma
every
City's
10
a
minutes,
big city.
Every 10 miles, cemetery that way.
Yeah, but they've got Tulsa and they've got Oklahoma City, two big bustling metropolises.
And like we don't have Wichita and Kansas City?
Tulsa's bigger than Wichita and Oklahoma City's bigger than Kansas City. So we have to hope that the cities like Manhattan are bigger than the ghost towns.
Okay.
Because we have a pretty big amount of ghost towns here, too. Like, this girl I know, she came from this place called Waldo.
Nope.
And it had seven people in it.
Aren't you proud you come from a town bigger than seven?
Nope. And it's not called Waldo.
Where's Waldo?
But I bet Waldo has a grocery store.
I really do. We have a grocery store. I really do wonder where Waldo is.
I did too. Yeah, I actually think I asked that.
Do you know
you
where
don't, you don't ever want you don't ever think about what you're saying until you've said it. Like, where's Waldo? Exactly. Okay, honey boo boo, what about it?
Okay, so I was looking at my phone.
Nothing good's gonna come from this.
No. Okay, so honey boo boo is like 7, 8
young. Right around there.
Okay. Let's try that again.
I was waiting. And yeah, she's ridiculous. She's worse than me with the whole country thing. Okay, so she's young. She's under 10.
Right.
And she tweeted today, or last night, I should say.
This is more likely.
I don't follow her. Somehow she was up on my Twitter feed. I don't know why.
Someone must have retweeted her.
And that's very likely.
Honey Boo Boo tweets?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
So not only is this younger than 10-year-old, this single-digit child on Twitter.
She's 8.
I don't think she's 8.
She's 8.
Okay.
I know she's 8.
You don't know that.
I do. I know that
you're
she's
full
8.
Of crap.
I swear she's 8.
Oh, my
8.
God. Just get on with your
whatever.
Story.
So she's 8. Either way, single-digit child.
Okay.
Is 8. And
she's 8.
Yeah. So she tweeted last night. She's like, yeah, I have a hot date tonight with my bed. Yeah, we're totally going to sleep together.
That disturb you or something?
It disturbs me. Like, you're 8 years old. You should not be making jokes like this. Do you even know what you're saying? It's not okay.
Do you know that on their episode last week, they had a contest where they blindfolded each other and they breathed in the lady's face to guess whose breath it was?
That's gross.
Yeah.
No, I don't watch that crap.
That's why I'm playing
However,
this music.
I did think it's funny because I was watching The Soup and it made fun of the mom and it said the human thumb. And you look at her, it totally fits.
She does. She looks like a human. And they subtitle her.
Yeah.
The subtitler, which is
it's bad. Only because she's like, it's not like she has a big accent so much as she just doesn't open her mouth and just kind of slurs.
This music makes your music okay. In comparison, your music would now be like this when we talk about your family.
Yeah, I know.
Because their family's that bad.
Thank you. I take that for a great compliment.
Yes. So, moving on because
it's
we can't.
It's good to know I can move up in the world.
We can't make people remember that. We've still got to mainly make this Katrina's theme. But don't worry, I mean, you still always have this one. Which is classy. And you know, I totally forgot about this one when you were talking about your phone. Okay, I'm gonna put my phone in my pocket. Oh no, I dropped it on the floor. Oh, maybe that baton lady will hand it to me.
Hey, Seth, guess what?
You what?
I think it's time for a commercial.
Is it? We didn't talk about the Chris thing, though.
Well, you can do that after break.
I don't know if we can make her wait that long.
You waited this long. What's 2 more minutes?
Well, really, all I wanted to say is how is she going to survive when Castle comes back next Monday?
Because Katrina made the show at 8.
I mean, this is our longest opening segment of all time. It's now 8:30, and we've kept this trend going.
Shit!
Pretty well.
Whoops.
We've kept this trend going, like these hour and a half long shows for about 4 weeks now. And since this is the longest opening we've ever done, we almost may pull 2 hours tonight. It's possible.
Oh, cramp.
And
I want to go to bed.
Well, you shouldn't have put the show at 8.
I knew.
We could move it.
That's true, but Seth is all about tradition.
No one cares about Seth.
Hey, Chris, show meeting. Let's move the show.
Let's just show up and start doing it at 7.
Overrule him.
Okay.
This is the Jewish music because Jews are all about tradition.
You know that tradition got them?
Tradition. Okay.
Catch my joke? You didn't catch my joke.
I didn't hear it because I was singing
so
my
tradition.
Did you
know what happened
song.
To your tradition?
What happened to it?
It got burned.
That is.
Got burned.
That's distasteful.
By who? By me.
By the German.
True race.
All right.
Anyway, go break.
30 minutes long.
Woo!
Yay for us. We'll be right back with What Matters to Us in another 30-minute long segment.
I hope not.
It's going to be 45 minutes long.
Goodness, yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
This is Life.
What song is this?
This is Bob Dylan, y'all. I was gonna play something off his new album, but his new. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan, and I don't.
I remember your tweets.
I don't care about the haters. You can hate all you want. All right, half the blues and half the folk music we have around right now is because of Bob Dylan. Since we just got a text that just said, keep dancing, Katrina. So, Katrina, you got to dance to Bob Dylan now.
I refuse to dance to Bob Dylan. If you want me to dance, you'll put on a song to dance to.
She's not dancing. Well, disappointing our listeners at every turn, Katrina.
If it was a better song, maybe next commercial
this
break.
Song is amazing, okay?
Okay.
Y'all can hate, but the new album, it's... I just can't.
You know what's sad? When you just popped in my head, we said, don't hate. It's like, don't hate, discriminate.
I don't know if that's a song.
I don't know where that came from. It's not a song.
So you just made that up, is what you're saying right now.
I don't know.
Sure. Dance. I've been living the blues. Okay. There you go, listeners.
There you, go.
You got that, so you should be happy that you got that much. A slight head wobble.
I was really close to actually dancing to it, but I was just like, no, I refuse. I don't like it. I refuse.
It's a good song.
Okay, so.
Hate is going to hate.
It's tradition.
It's tradition. We've got to do rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins goes last because Katrina hates, whatever.
You.
Me. Here we go. Can we just skip the first five times and just win maybe on this first one? Can we possibly do that this time? Here we go. Okay. We tied. You know, if you don't believe in God, this show would convince you, maybe not God, maybe the word's fate, that this happens every single show. That's not possible, I think, at this point, for three separate human beings to tie the first time during Rock, Paper, Scissors. Every single time.
It's usually a game for, like, two people, not more than two people.
Well, we have to have...
Sorry.
There you go. We have to have what?
We have to have two of the same. Like, instead of having the odds of three different things, we have to have two with the same and one without.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that every two, out of every three times, one person should lose.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's try those odds then. Okay, here we go. Okay, Katrina killed both me and Chris, which means that she gets to go last this time. So now it's between me and Chris. Okay. Okay, I win. It means I go first. No, that means I go second. So that means Chris goes first.
Da 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 da!
Yeah.
As she looks up her new story currently.
What?
as she looks for her news story rapidly.
No, I have my news story. I had to look.
Too distracted by phone. Phone.
It's on my phone.
Starbucks.
That is what my news story is about.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin spice.
Okay.
It's not gonna get old.
So, yes. I'm trying to lose weight. So I looked up the calories and what you should get when you go to a coffee place.
Water.
That's not true.
Green tea.
Fine, you don't get a no.
No, tell us.
Let me remain fat forever.
Well, it says that out of a cappuccino or latte or a mocha.
Let's guess.
Mocha's the worst. No, cappuccino's the worst.
Well, cappuccino's easily the worst. I'm going to go off a latte because I'm going to choose the word that's smallest, but because they're the same length, I'm going to go alphabetically and say latte. What are you going to choose?
I'm going to go with chocolate.
That's not an option. It's
mocha.
Mocha.
Okay. Mocha's the least fattening. Okay, who's right?
Neither of you.
It's cappuccino.
F. I should have went with the alphabetical the entire time.
Yeah. 12-ounce cappuccino has 80 to 120 calories, depending on milk, where a latte has 120 to 200 calories.
I feel like cappuccino sounds the fattiest, though.
But it's not.
I drank 8 cappuccinos this morning and then had a bagel.
So then, the other website thing I pulled up.
No, she did double math.
Ooh. I know. Is that all the different, like, flavored holiday themed ones
like
at Starbucks?
Pumpkin spice.
Like my pumpkin spice, but that's not one of the good ones. So it took all of Starbucks and which ones are the best. And some of the ones that don't make the list are pumpkin spice lattes, toffee mochas, salted caramel hot chocolates, but gingerbread lattes are good for you with 200 calories.
She'd be like, oh, I want to rather go get Starbucks.
And the pumpkin spice light frappuccino is 150.
Well, hey, look, there's an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want
Chris.
A pumpkin spice light frappuccino in a tall cup.
And we know that she did her research and it's important to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was being serious. No need for your sass.
He's not.
Okay.
I'm sassing him.
Just realize I'm here too. And I have feelings too, you know. Don't you know?
Canadian now? What's up with that?
It came out that way, so I just went with it.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sass! Your turn.
All right.
She'd be like, oh, I would rather go get Starbucks.
Yeah, I would. I would rather get Starbucks than get away from you.
Don't you know?
Sorry, I've got to turn this off real quick.
First one was good.
What matters to me?
No.
Oh, my God.
Chris, don't spoil this.
Well, I know what it is.
Lame.
On Sunday, September 16th, 2012, at 10:37 a.m. This was yesterday at 10:37 a.m.
You had a heart attack.
The police department received a call of a suspicious situation.
Sucky, sucky story.
You don't even know what it is.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
That was supposed to be a helicopter. It was the helicopter and how they shut down Kimball.
But do you know why?
What happened?
Okay, well, what the K-State Collegian told me,
yeah,
which was a crappy story.
Yeah, it was the worst article ever. There's more.
What I hope so. I hope the story's actually interesting, because what K-State told me...
You gotta build up to what they closed it down for, because I have a joke. So you gotta keep going. Like, build up to what it is.
What K-State story...
What
the newspaper said was stupid, because it just said that they found some blood, and that... They were searching for where it came from and what happened.
They say how much blood?
There was it sounded like a lot of blood that was worth.
I heard that they said the person who lost that amount of blood would be critically injured / dead.
I didn't read the whole article.
I didn't hear that from
the
article.
It was like, oh, blood in an apartment, who cares?
Anyway, so do tell.
So.
Got me all nerves.
Here's what happened, okay?
Serial killer.
Dun dun dun. Ooh. He always gets creative crap. It's not even fair.
He doesn't care about us.
I've played the Starbucks clip for Chris like 30 times.
That is
Starbucks
not
clip.
The same.
Anyway, your story.
An apartment building at Heritage Ridge Apartments. A 39-year-old woman found a substantial amount of blood on the floor in the laundry room located in the basement of the building. And a trail of blood nearby.
Wow.
Oops. I ruined it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, exit music. You know, it's not any good once it gets to this part. It's only the first part.
Anyway, trail of blood leading.
No, it wasn't.
It doesn't lead, it's just a trail of blood.
It was just a lot of blood.
Apparently, the police department. Oh, also because I didn't get to tell it. This happened next door to me, essentially. Not in this building, but the building across from me. That's also why it's scary. It happened right outside my house.
The green ones.
Yes. So, the police department here launched a full investigation, including. Closing down the streets nearby my house and bringing in canines, those are dogs, to search the area for an injured person, as well as a helicopter circling above my apartment
to survey the area
to look for an injured person. Apparently, hospitals throughout Northwest Kansas were notified of the alarming find so they could be on the lookout for any patients with injuries that could be connected to the incident.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened. Oh, here we go. You ready?
We're ready.
The big payoff. Neither of you know this. This is what happened.
Ta-da!
12 hours later, a 34-year-old man showed up at Mercy Regional Health Center on College Avenue in Manhattan.
That's by me. Oh, hey, look, it went from you to me.
I know. With a significant...
amount of blood loss.
Cut...
down his arm.
Inside his mouth. Police say he was involved in a fight at a local bar.
I
Apparently, the spokesman for the Raleigh County Police Department said he was involved in several altercations at Bobby T's Bar and Grill.
Bobby T's?
Located across the street from the apartment complex. Officials say at least one of the altercation was physical and resulted in police being called to the scene at the bar. So the police went to the bar, they saw the guy. The guy, we'll continue here. He was very intoxicated and managed to make his way to the laundry room of the apartment building, a common area, bleeding profusely from his nose and mouth. He is not a resident of the building, however. Officers interviewed the man after the incident, and he told them that he woke up in a pool of his own blood in the laundry room, and he made his way home nearby. He slept for several hours and eventually decided to seek medical treatment and went to the hospital. The hardworking police department in Manhattan said that the precise cause of the man's injury is still being determined and the altercation is being investigated. It has not been conclusively determined that all the man's injuries, including during the altercation or if he fell later, etc. Intoxication is believed to be a factor.
Well, then it thins out your blood, so you're going to bleed that much more.
The man is listed as a suspect on a battery report, so his name cannot be released. The RCPD is confident it has found the source of the blood and considers this portion of the matter closed.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Why don't you believe it?
Well, that's like the freaking SWAT team coming across the street to you guys. They're like, oh, it's just a guy who's going to commit suicide.
Our
you
two
don't bring
biggest,
in the SWAT team if a guy's committing suicide.
Our two biggest concerns when we have a substantial amount of blood is located. This is the worst. This guy didn't know how to talk. I'm going to rephrase it. So now I'm paraphrasing instead of quoting. The two biggest concerns when we find that much blood is that we have an injured person somewhere in the area. So we need to search the area and find that
locate
somebody because they could be bleeding out and be in serious trouble. Our other concern is that this is a possible crime scene until we find out otherwise, and we treat it as such. This could have turned out to be a homicide or a serious battery, so our concern is to treat this situation seriously until we find out it's just some dude who got punched in the face at a bar and stumbles into the wrong house. He didn't say that last part,
I
but I added that on.
We can clearly tell that was paraphrased.
Yeah. So, there you go. So,
dumb.
The helicopter circling our house last night.
Bobby T's.
The substantial amount of blood.
Of all places.
That it was so much blood that the person would be in cardiac arrest and almost dead.
I don't see how that would be possible.
That type of stuff.
I didn't say cardiac arrest.
Whatever. He critical condition. That's what you said.
Yeah.
I knew it was a C word. All related to a guy who had just a cut inside his mouth. There you go. That's what matters to me. Katrina, you're up. As you clean yourself like a monkey.
Because there's like dirt and crap on it. It's a white sweatshirt. I should know better.
We're not in high def. I mean, you could probably be topless and no one could tell.
No, they'd be able to
tell. If you
want
to try it out, you can go for
no,
it.
No, it's okay.
I'd be okay with that.
I know. I just,
sure
it bothers me when I know that there's dirt.
If I turn the video off, would you do it?
No.
Okay.
I
tried.
You always try. And you know your answer. So.
How many times did I ask you on Friday night? Did I ask you at all?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I'm sure you did, though.
I'm sure I did, but I also may have drank too much to even ask.
That's possible.
Yep.
Anywho.
Yep.
So, my story, I don't have my news articles in front of me this week.
Oh, Trevor's going to be mad because you didn't fact check it.
He's going to be so mad. I don't have my facts checked. But it's paraphrased in general because, I mean, it matters to me, so I'm going to state it how it matters to me.
Okay.
There is this... I have to watch my mouth. There is this idiot, this dumb person, dumb Christian, dare I say, dumb, goes to the Middle East with a video slamming Islam and expecting it to go over well. This dumb person.
I think we know Katrina's feeling.
Is the cause of all these freaking riots, which is now like spread into like China and Indonesia, which aren't even, well, Indonesia is Muslim. It's one of the bigger Muslim.
You might want to fact check these. I don't know.
I actually do know Indonesia's Muslim.
Okay.
They're like hardcore Muslim.
I'll just take your word on
it's
it until I get letters saying that you're wrong.
It's just like, well, I don't get the stupidity of people. Like,
it's free speech. You can say whatever.
Not in
you
the
want.
Other countries. It's free and like he's making America look bad and making everyone thinks that we all feel the same way as this dumb person. It's like no, he's one dumb person doing one dumb thing.
And he's not even American. Apparently, like they're saying, like he's Dutch or something now. And he just uploaded it to YouTube.
We're just trying to save our butt, let's be honest.
Well, so let's ask the real question. Everybody knows this now. This is like 4 weeks old, even though it's really only 2 weeks. That's just how fast life happens here. But, what do you think about Google saying that they will not take down the video because of freedom of expression?
I haven't seen the video.
I haven't either, but I know that in
we don't need to watch it. It's incredibly hateful.
Basically, like, they're calling Muhammad, which is their...
It's their Jesus.
It's a prophet.
Well, it's the same thing as their Jesus.
Yes, but
it would be the same thing. It's not God.
I was going to say, they don't worship him like a God. It's like the Virgin Mary to Catholicism.
That would be a better reference, yeah.
And he basically saying, oh, he's a pedophile, child molester.
Yeah, it's the worst possible things you could possibly say about a sacred figure.
And so they just, and how worthless he is and what a bad person he was and blah, blah, blah.
And it sparked all this outrage in the Middle East. That's why the Egyptian consul, like the embassy in Egypt, was attacked. And then shortly after it was Libya. And then
someone's died now.
The one in Libya, our ambassador died.
But it's because this guy took it over there and showed it to them. Did you expect that to go over well? But anyway, I think like it's one thing to have it up with this guy's opinions. It's another if they were to like... What's the word? Advertise for it.
Well, they're not like doing that. It's just up like any other YouTube video.
And so, like,
but people are getting killed because it's up.
See, that's where I'm torn. Like, it's one thing if it's here. It's another thing when it's there.
I think it's... I don't know. I also don't agree with the people killing people. Like...
Well, and every country does have differing laws. So it could maybe not be up there. But it's going to stay up in America because of our laws. There's no law against it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everyone in this situation is wrong.
I agree.
He shouldn't have done it. But I'm okay with Google having it up. I'm not okay with people killing people because of it.
I think the reason why people are killing people is just because like they're so mad and they think that we all believe this.
Yeah, but that's like us think... I mean, it's the same...
A lot of people think what you were just about to say. Well, and that's the point, is that, you know, there's crazy people everywhere. Egypt and Libya, they don't have Snooki. They don't have Anderson Cooper's new talk show. This is all they have. They have this type of news. And that's what they dwell on all day long.
Someone brought it up, because we were talking about it in one of my classes. It'd be the same as someone coming here and saying that Jesus was a pedophile.
It's not the same.
Right. Took advantage.
It's not the same because we could say that and no one would get killed.
No, that's
the difference
not true.
Is that their entire culture is centered around religion.
That's the only thing they do. The hardcore Baptists and I almost said Ralph Nader. Holy crap.
Well, but we've done things like burn Korans and all that type of stuff. Americans have done that.
What I'm getting at is for them to come here and say that about Christianity. And we would get that upset that we would be
But we wouldn't kill people.
We might. You don't know all of our Americans.
The people live around Honey Boo Boo might. But, I mean, regardless... That it's different because the entire country's outraged because their entire country is centered around religion. It would be the equivalent of we go to work and we pause halfway through the day to have a prayer break because that's just law there. Like, it's different. If you don't go to church, you don't live there. I mean, it's not even a comparison. It's a completely different culture. No, I would. It's exactly like that. Religion is about all they have over there. That's why they're third world countries. No, I mean, I don't mean it's not connected. They don't have anything else. They have internet and they have TV, but it's all propaganda. And then this video.
That's just bad. I just think people like are just stupid. Like, why would you go over there with this video? Like, what were you thinking to accomplish? You don't ever go somewhere.
Some people just want attention.
Yeah. And you don't go anywhere thinking that you're just, I'm going to show them this video in my opinions, and they're just going to be open to it. It's going to be great. It's like, no.
He's a moron.
You're dumb.
Well, he's obviously a moron because he made the video in the first place
with
moronic views. Hey, let's be honest. It wasn't a good idea in the first place.
I want to find him, and I want to hurt him.
Well, you know, back in the old days, they could have a duel and you could shoot them or you could get hung or whatever. That's not the way it is anymore because this is America where we don't kill people for no reason or any reason.
It makes me mad how, like...
Unless you're in Texas.
How he would do it. So, like, it makes me angry enough to hurt him. Think of the whole culture and how insulting that is.
Exactly.
Like, that's why that they're throwing...
And that's the exact point I was trying to make in the first place.
And that's why they're killing people just to... it back.
But
anyway,
they're taking it out on the wrong people because America's most, I mean, 90% of Americans.
And of course, the worst place to do it is the embassies, because then that's only going to shut down our communication. Then we're going to do what we do best and just make war.
Yeah.
My opinion.
I don't know. I hope we don't.
Me too.
Me too.
But, you know. Whatever. We're pretty close to... We're not really close to anything significant in military, are we?
Okay. Yep. Nope, not at all.
We'll die.
We're safe.
We're dead.
So, we have the conflict in the Middle East and the political views that surround that. We have a trail of blood and the cutting off of roads and a search, the helicopter, and which Starbucks are less caloric.
Fattening.
That's right, fattening. That's what matters to us.
Commercial!
You can't ever say that we don't run the gamut, because we totally do. Like, there's just... Everything that we talk about applies to somebody. Mm-hmm. Whether you're Carmen, or you're Barack Obama, or...
Your bathrobe.
Your...
Which one does bathrobe?
Just go to commercial. Cut to commercial, quick! Go!
This is life.
Welcome back to Life. It's our favorite segment. And by our, I mean Katrina's.
And Chris.
And Chris. I don't know why I don't.
Because we always sing the blues.
I have Chris muted again. So
he always mutes me.
I always do the two finger unmute instead of the three finger unmute. Because
you see me.
I don't know what it is.
You block her out.
Yeah. Stop.
What? Your mic's cutting out. Patented fade out.
You didn't play my song.
I knew that was going to happen.
I know, I did too. I was waiting for it. I would be sad if she didn't do it.
I would have been too. I would have been a little bit disappointed. We all knew
like, oh,
she
then she gave up. Aww.
It would have made me
I never
sad.
Want you to give up.
She would never
it's
give up.
It's too much fun.
I punch him.
So, Katrina, remember last week you had all these letters that built you up and you mocked them by laughing in their faces?
Nope.
This is what karma feels like.
Sham.
Sham.
Sham-wow.
That's a sham. What a sham.
Let's get to those.
I'm afraid.
Let's leave the lighthearted ones for last.
Can I just go away now? I don't want to be here.
Let's leave the lighthearted ones for last. So we'll start with one that's not about you, then we'll do you, and then we'll do the lighthearted ones.
And then we'll do me.
After the show. Sherry, you guys are totally wrong about unions. The reason that you need these.
When did we talk about unions?
Last week
with the Chicago teacher strike.
Okay, because we also talked about this in my, like, class, and I was
the reason that you need these unions is because without them, there's not really a giant force to tell the owners of businesses how people should be treated.
So AKA the government.
So technically, Seth is right. You could just quit and find another job, but that's not necessarily the smartest thing for the majority of Americans to do every single time we get a little bit unhappy with our expertise. What a union is useful for is stopping someone who's a dictator-like boss from changing your working conditions from what they were to something worse, or just never improving them in the first place.
Like child labor laws.
But isn't that what we have laws for now?
I don't know. In America, we expect to get rewarded for hard work, even if it's only once a year, and it's a moderate raise. But if you have someone who's a private owner, there's legally not much requiring them to do these things for their employees, and that's where a union will come in. The union will help provide for you while they talk to your employer. Sometimes these things don't go too well, as you can see with the situation in Chicago, but they're definitely a necessary thing. Hopefully that makes sense, and hopefully you're a little more educated as to what a union can actually do besides work stoppages.
We should have a union at GTM.
Whatever. Just quit and get a better job. Quit complaining. Whatever. There's no union for me.
No one cares about you.
There's no union for radio, except for the one for radio.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, next letter.
I really want to read the ones about your relationship.
No, I don't want to hear about them. I don't.
Every week, add this to the list, we need a dog update.
Oh, crap.
Katrina's relationship update. A Carmen update. A Colby update.
Matthew
update.
Whoa, slow down.
Well, those are the ones that are already on the list. And now a
dog
brand.
Relationship.
Carmen.
Carmen.
Colby,
I don't care about him.
Throwing this paperware to the show, Matthew.
Who's even less liked.
And now a brand new one, a Katrina sleep update.
What?
Because you did the thing last week.
Sleep.
I want to know how well she's sleeping, how long she's sleeping.
Not very.
And overall, just how well she's sticking to her What Matters to Me story from last week.
Not
so
well.
So add that to the list of things you never update us on.
Okay, I can do that.
Except for the datiness. Okay. And start updating us on that too. Thank you.
Sleeping, I try. I went to bed last night by 10, so that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I wasn't asleep till 10:30, but I was in bed by 10.
That's good.
Congratulations on that accomplishment.
Looks like I won't be in bed till 11 tonight, but I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, we might not be done with the show till 11 tonight, the way things are going. So, you know, we got that.
It's okay. But I mean, I'm still like, I'm at least aware of it, so I'm like trying to make more of an effort to it. I don't always.
There you go, Jillian. Any other updates you want to give? What about dog update? How's your dog? Feed it.
You hate it. That's the update.
What about your relationship? Any update there?
None that I'm willing to express right now.
Okay. Carmen, how's she doing?
I don't know. She doesn't ever text me.
Colby was just up, downloaded our show.
Yeah, he was up. He was fine.
Launches tomorrow. Matthew,
No one cares.
I don't know.
We don't care.
He might be
dead.
He literally might be dead. We literally just,
and there's your 2 second update.
So there you go. There's your update on everything. I believe now we start with Katrina's downfall. I believe that's what happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Jay writes in.
Jay. Male or female?
Male, I would guess.
We should make that a requirement. Put like an M or an F if your name is ambiguous.
That's too much work for Seth. He won't
no,
do
for
it.
Them.
Well, I can usually tell.
Just has to copy paste.
I can usually tell from the letter that
by the way they write,
how derogatory they are. You know, if they're a man or a woman.
They ask for Katrina's phone number.
Well, continue with Jay.
Men are usually a little more. They talk down to you, and women are more like.
Oh, hey, look. Blah, blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah. Gotcha.
Jay says, "Here's my Showtime prediction for next week. Katrina will stop trying to get together with David.
Nope.
Stop trying to get together with John. Stop trying to get together with TJ." Stop trying to get together with Ski or however many other dudes she's dated in the past.
You remember goes Ski? We didn't even talk about him.
We didn't talk about Ski on the bonus show.
Oh yeah, we did.
And I think you've mentioned him.
Because like we didn't really mention him on the other show, and I was surprised. I was like, we didn't count him. You didn't bring him up at all, and I tried to like hint. Anyway,
this dude is a diehard.
Apparently,
can tell because I didn't
he
know
knows
what he was,
all of my men.
I didn't know what he was talking about, and then I had to look back and listen to the episode to figure it out.
Okay, so anyway, so go back to like he's. I'm not gonna get back. I'm not gonna
stop trying to get
anyone.
Back with TJ. Stop trying to get back. Together with Ski or however
really
many other dudes she's dated in the past.
I didn't ever date Ski, to be
and
honest.
Instead goes date. Out with the roommate Michael. Take it to the bank.
Roommate Michael. Roommate Michael! Yeah, I thought about that, but I feel like that would cross the line.
We mentioned him for five, like 1 second, because you went to Aggieville with David and roommate Michael. And that's where he got that.
Yep.
Is from that one sentence.
His roommate is really nice.
So there you go. Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank.
That's what he says. Take it to the bank. Thank you, Jay.
Does Jay want to... Nope. Never mind.
All right.
I was going to say, if I take it to the bank, does he want a percentage?
I don't know what that
you
means.
You didn't follow that. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Just
it
keep
makes
going.
Sense in my head.
Can I read one? I want to
no.
read one.
No.
Oh.
You want a girl or a boy first?
Girl, you did boy.
But you're gonna have a boy last. There's only two left. You want a girl first?
Just do girl. Girl, boy, girl. That way it's like
I believe you pronounce this girl's name Ilana.
Let me see.
E-I-L-A-N-A.
I'm not gonna read it.
Ilana. Oh, you know what? This isn't about your relationship.
Still
oh
read
my
it.
Gosh, just read it.
Mike says, Katrina, your love life is so confusing.
Thank you, Mike.
I just found Captain the show Obvious. A few months back. Shame on me, I know. And I just caught up, but I've gone through the entire list of your shows, and it's the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
I know!
And now I listen to your latest show, and you and your new BF aren't even together anymore. Listening to the show in order is the only way that I'm even able to keep track of what's happening, and I think that if I was a regular listener and had to go through that year-long break, there would be no way I could have kept it all straight.
Well, the bonus show put everyone in the right.
Luckily, I started in July. And made my way through all the regular shows and the bonus shows back to back. So I feel like I'm able to keep up better than the regular listener. But now you no longer even see the rebound guy. Oh my God, Katrina, it's so confusing. At least it's interesting to listen to you, and for that, I thank you. This is also Daniel Tosh, apparently. Also, I'd love to see a picture of you in jeans. I bet you look hot. Love the show.
Watch the show. Live.
Yeah, because you're wearing jeans today.
You're not wearing jeans.
I had jeans on earlier, but I was like, screw jeans. I wore them all day.
Me
I'm
too.
With comfy pants.
Here's one that that Chris will like. It's also against you, though. Ilana. Or Elena, or however. As a new fall television begins, you get to move... Oh, God. Let me start over, because I didn't read that part. Right. As this new fall television season begins... You've got to move the start of the live show. It's just too late.
I agree.
I know you blame Katrina for choosing 8 o'clock at night, but
every episode.
But here in New York, where I live, it's 9 o'clock at night, which means you don't even get over till 10:30 at night, and I miss everything on Monday evening.
Like Castle.
I guess it could be worse.
Get over.
Your show is just as good as TV, but why can't you do it at 6? At least then I'd only miss one show, maybe two, and I get to see all the good ones that come on late instead of just watching your show and immediately going to bed.
TiVo.
Now here.
Seth won't spring for a TV.
Here's why I kept this.
Or
this
wait,
letter.
Wait, wait, or sorry, pass.
Or call a callback.
Thank you. On demand.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't watch on demand right maybe, after this show.
Maybe she's poor and she doesn't. All she has is over the air. It's New York City, so you know.
She's probably paying out the ass for a one.
Probably.
I agree with her. We should move the show up an hour because Katrina
I
is
barely
mean and
make
doesn't
it here
care
by
about
six.
Anyone else's
well,
lives.
You think I'm going to be here by 5?
Here's her arguments.
Okay. I'm listening.
Katrina,
no,
please reconsider.
It's not me!
We all know you're not feeding that dog, so I don't understand why you can't come to the show. We also know you're not dating anybody, that responsibility. I honestly don't get why you can't come over. We all know that Seth and Chris feed you every Monday and that they don't eat that late. So I know that food has absolutely nothing to do with it. So by that reasoning, there's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't be doing the show earlier than you are unless you're just a bum or you just hate Seth and Chris, which is a possibility. Explainy.
I'm a bum and I hate Seth and Chris.
You're both. She gave you an or and you chose an and.
Yeah,
explain it.
Should I just blow everyone out of the water?
Yeah, do it.
Dare I? I'm afraid.
She's dating John.
Well, you're not dating John every day.
Nope.
Every Monday.
It's like every other day.
Pap smear. I mean, what is it? I mean, what could be so shocking?
What?
What are you going to blow everybody out of the water with?
The fact that I'm talking and getting back with John.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. What's that have to do with you not being here till 8?
Just the fact that I don't get out of class until like
you get out of class at 3. Guess who gets here at 5?
Run through your.
No, you want to know my freaking day today?
Yeah, please run
my
through your day.
My day today was a freaking shit show.
You tell Elena about your day and why you can't do
so
a show earlier.
So this is why I can't do. Hold on, I got her.
Her.
Oh my god.
Got your her up. Got my her, dude.
It's a thing I'm starting. So, okay, so this is what I hate about my life is like every day, I can set a schedule, but it will never stay as I set it, and it pisses me off. So I go to work. I'm supposed to work from 6:30 to 1. I go to class from 1:30 to 2:30. I come home. That's my day.
Okay.
And then I come here. So that's fine. We can start a show earlier. No
1 o'clock.
Deal. No big deal.
Started at 3.
Yeah.
So, no.
Just for the record.
Well, I don't get out until 5.
But anyway, today. Ugh. So, okay. So I was supposed to meet with a partner for a group thingy we had to do for like class.
Yeah.
And it was only supposed to meet, like, you're supposed to meet.
Keep going.
Supposed to meet for like an hour because you each take turns doing this thing. That tug's really bad. And so like we're supposed to. I can't focus. It's not okay. So we're supposed to meet and practice like being a practitioner and being a client and very professional. And we take turns doing that.
Yeah.
So it's only supposed to take an hour. This stupid partner of mine freaking took 2 hours, and he was the one still talking the whole time.
Usually that's not what you complain about, is someone taking too long.
And then I'm trying to sit through and like switch places. I'm switching places, and he still talks about himself, and then as I'm trying to leave, then he tries to ask me questions about what I was talking about. It's like, you should have listened to me. And so then I didn't get done there till like 4:30, and I had a meeting with another guy at 4:30.
Oh my god, you're a busy lady.
4:30, I didn't get back till like 5.
That's when I get back.
Ish.
That's when I get back.
And I still- ish.
The ish lasts 2 hours.
No, the ish. Just wait.
I'm waiting.
Okay, come
on. I'm waiting.
The ish was I finally came home to take care of my damn dog who hadn't been let out of her cage all day. And I had to just sit with her. And I felt bad, and I hadn't looked up a news article. I hadn't even sat down and had had time for myself. The last thing I wanted to do was come here and be with you guys. And Chris is cranky pants.
She was cranky pants today.
I'm just cranky like, pants.
So, and then,
because Katrina doesn't get here early.
And then,
I will be less cranky pants if we finish early.
Well, maybe you didn't eat my damn ice cream cones. I would be here to eat my ice cream cones.
They're not your ice cream cones. We bought them for you.
Would you please read that text on the air? Would you please do that?
Hold on. And then I'm on my way over here. And I run into this kid that I went to high school with, so I had to talk to him for half an hour.
No, you didn't.
I gotta go to work? Maybe would be the appropriate response.
Okay, so our dear, dear listener says, quit complaining and do an earlier show. It will make life easier for all.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, listener.
Hey, it's him you have to convince, not me.
Me? So if I move the show to, let's say, 7, would you be okay with that? Duo Radio starts at 6, show starts at 7, you could do it. You have to be here for Duo Radio. People want to hear your voice.
Yes, but I might be late from time to time.
So no.
Just because, like, doing it at... Oh, frick, my ear is itchy. Doing it
showered
at,
lately?
Nope.
Yep. Been there.
Doing it at 8 just allows me that extra time to, like... I literally had no time to just sit and relax, and I finally got to do that between 5 and 6.
I don't have a problem doing it at 8.
But if you relax between 5 and 6, you can be here by 6.
It's just our listeners have a problem with it, and honestly, y'all can buy it.
I can't.
Although... The flip side to that is we don't get any interaction because everyone's freaking asleep. That is the bad side of it. And I'd prefer that to money. Although,
no, I mean,
don't
I
quote
don't
me
mind
on
moving
that,
it.
I like
just,
money.
I mean, as long as the listeners are aware, I may not show up to Duo Radio till like 6:30. I mean, like, I've been starting to, like, the past 2 weeks I've been here early. So, like, if I start getting here early, then, like, we can start doing it earlier.
It's just like, I mean, do we need to move the
that, I'm moving
day
it,
or?
And moving, no, I'm moving it earlier. No, today's the best day. Moving it earlier would also allow me to go to, hypothetically, go to bed earlier. I could be home earlier. And then
yes,
because
it is 9:11 and we still have one a segment left and a couple more letters.
Oh my God.
It's a show that never ends.
We will have a show meeting about this later.
Okay.
To discuss maybe potentially moving it up and
okay,
up.
Well, for now, the...
It's under discussion, okay?
It's still going to happen,
it's
though.
It's on the table.
It's still going to happen at 8 next week.
No, so. It's not, because Castle premieres.
That's
Chris
the only,
is just going
to
have
you know,
to
I was thinking
castle.
To myself, why is Chris so adamant about this? She doesn't have anywhere to be. She doesn't have anything to do. And then I remembered.
And
why.
Because it takes forever and a day, and it's so late by the time we're done.
What is it about? What do we have
I'm
to do?
I'm the one who does the most stuff out of all of you people.
That's not true.
Are you kidding me?
Not for the show, but you guys are always like, I have class, and then I have work. And then on Mondays, you guys are like, oh, go pick up the food, blah, 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 blah. Except for today, we're set to pick up the food. But normally, it's me.
Let's just let her believe that.
Okay.
Yeah, it
Emily
is.
Emily says...
And I'm the one who gets out latest.
Seth, I love the live show you and Colby did on Saturday. It was hilarious, and I love the 2 hours of movie talk and the 15 minutes we have with Schlarty, and especially about
this
the party
This isn't
rock.
About our show.
No, it's not. However, one thing I must know...
This is from the Saturday?
This is from Seth and Colby, and he's reading it on our
However,
show.
However, one thing I must know about the night before the show... When Colby came up on Friday, she is cranky pants, man. This isn't about
don't
our show!
Don't bring it up! Don't bring it up! You don't touch base! Talk about us! Dumb shit.
Give me my letters! We can't continue with the show until I read all the letters.
I'll read it.
That's going to be hard when your mic doesn't work.
You guys are ridiculous. Can we just end the show now?
Just give her back my paper. Have her give back my paper. There you go. There you go. There you go. She prolonged it. It's not my fault.
Just hurry up.
When Colby came on Friday, did you call Carmen and did you yell at her? I must know. Love the show.
We should have.
No, we did not because I completely forgot. Someone would have reminded me.
Oh, it still wouldn't happen.
No, it probably wouldn't have. Well, it probably would have because Colby would have been like, let's do it. And then he would have said something inappropriate instead of yelling at her. That's most likely what would have happened. And our final letter for tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are we ready for it?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Katrina's not ready.
Okay, what?
Katrina.
Dave says.
Dave. I was like, what?
Dave. It may be a little premature to ask, and if it is, I guess Seth just won't read this. I'm reading it. But I want to know, what are your Halloween costumes this year? In particular, Katrina, what's your Halloween costume this year? Can we send in ideas if you don't have any yet?
At least he's jumping the gun, because last time he didn't think about it until like the week before. I do need a costume. My roommate wants me to be a peacock with her and her friend that's coming up to visit.
Peacock.
Yes. I want to see your peacock. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Never heard that before.
It's a Katy Perry song.
Oh, I have heard that because you made me sit through it one time. That's why I blocked
it out of
my mind.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid and ridiculous, but guess what?
Yep.
It's catchy.
We'll play it next week on Duo Radio.
Okay. So no, I mean, sure, if you want to give me suggestions, but keep in mind, I'm probably not going to take them. I may.
What I would like to request is instead of ideas, I would love to see Photoshops. So this next week on the blog, I'm going to upload a paper doll of Katrina.
No.
And I'd like you to Photoshop her into clothes that we
preferably
can.
Preferably clothes. That would be great.
Or lingerie.
That will not be happening. That's guaranteed.
And we're going to make a paper doll Katrina, and we're going to have her choose which Halloween costume she can choose out of the available lingerie options I give her.
And then the, yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah.
That'll
be fun. So that's what's going to happen. And yeah, that's it for this segment. So
yay!
Are you guys happy?
Finally.
We only got one segment left.
We just have to show the show.
We have to sell the show.
And then it's over!
And then we can go home. It's actually not that late. I mean, we're only 5 minutes behind.
It's normal time.
It really is.
Because we sped
it
up.
It's just Cranky Pants.
It's late, though.
Yep, it is.
I'm tired.
All right, we'll be right back with Seth, Katrina, and Cranky Pants.
This is life.
Welcome back to life, the final segment. This is where we wrap up.
Show.
It's usually the saddest moment of the show, but this week I think it's everyone's happiest except for mine. Because I want the show to continue on, but I have two co-hosts who have better things to do with their lives.
Like sleep.
Yeah.
Like sleep and be cranky.
Nope, because sleeping takes away the cranky.
That's probably true. Anyway, it's a pretty simple segment. All we do here is talk about what you need to do for us. Because the last hour and 20 minutes is what we did for you. And now, you get to do for us. First thing I'm going to mention, this is also doing for you. Just continuing with the generosity. $10 off on the Duo Shop for the next 10 days. New shirts. Go buy the Feed Lucy shirt. It's hilarious and you want it. Go buy it. It's only $5.
You know what you should do? You should set out the proceeds for every shirt that's sold. To actually go to my dog food and, like, i.e. me.
No. I'll think about that. We'll discuss that when we move the show up earlier.
You should tell them to do that.
Yeah. Send me letters about that I won't read. So $5. Our t-shirts, our hoodies would be $30 for a hoodie, which seems more expensive, but it's $10 off. That's craziness. With the promo code 10 years, all one word, 10 years at checkout, you get $10 off your entire order. So go get some shots. Duo.com/shop. Also, if you miss the show live because it's after midnight where you are, which is most of the world right now, you can download the episode and get high-quality audio and commercial-free and uncensored so you hear Katrina's dirty, dirty mouth in this beautifully, super bright studio at duo.com/life. It's only $1.29. You get Duo Radio, you get the awesome show, and you get the video. There's not a better deal ever. So go check that out. Also, email us about Katrina for the listeners letter segment, which is life@duo.com, LIFE shift 2 DEWOH period COM. That's the email address, so send us those. Tell your friends, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, like us on those places, you know, /duo, all the places. Leave us a review on iTunes. Watch us live next week. But something important.
What?
For the very end of the show. Katrina's blogging.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At duo.com/blog.
I forgot about that. I have two blogs up currently.
That's right. So if you go to duo.com/blog and probably the first post, but if it's not, you know, you're listening real late, there's a category now called Katrina's Life. Go and click Katrina's Life.
Aww,
I gave you your own category.
Yeah,
it just didn't belong in shows.
Yay.
But go click that and you can see everything that Katrina's been posting. And it's highly interesting if you like really boring stories.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And
I'm still getting the whole blogging thing.
At least someone's blogging, because the last blog was in February of this year. So.
And I have two in 1 week. You should be impressed with that.
I am very impressed.
No matter how boring it is, I got two in 1 week.
That's more than I've blogged personally or professionally in my entire life. So I'm very happy that you're blogging. So go check that out and leave some comments, share it on Facebook and all that jazz.
They can leave comments on the...
Yeah.
Okay. People just don't because they didn't,
I didn't know if you could. I was like,
you
I wonder
absolutely
if people, because it's kind of like, I don't know if anyone's reading this.
Probably no one was, but they will now.
So.
They will now. So
well, it's not going to be worth much, I'll tell you that. But okay, you're welcome to read.
Oh, there's a comment on there tomorrow. I was like, this sucks. this is the worst
okay
thing I've ever heard.
I was, well, I mean, quite literally, that second one I wrote was between homework and more homework.
That's okay. Just like this show.
Basically.
Just like this show. So
this is between homework and bed.
That's right. Anyway, watch us live next week. We'll be back Monday at 7 o'clock with an hour of Duo Radio where we pump out the jams.
Pump it up.
Exactly. Peacock, cock, cock. And
I can see your butt.
That's going to be the opening song for next week. And that's it. We'll be, and then life starts at 8 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah,
so if you live in
o'clock.
New York, it's 9. If you live in California, it's 6. Maybe that's what What's-Her-Face, whoever it was, Melody or whatever. Maybe you should just move to L.A. Then we're at 6.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
That would be best.
That would be easiest for Katrina if you just uprooted
That'd
your life
great.
And moved 3 time zones to the west.
Clear across country. No
That'd be deal. That would be the best.
Instead of her getting off her lazy butt.
Yeah. Chris could move to California, too. And then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, Castle would still be on.
No, but the show would be over in time for it. Anyway.
Castle also moves up if you go there.
Someone needs to do a drinking game where every time Castle's mentioned, they take a shot. They would be dead by the end of the episode.
That would be good.
You're the one who brought it up first.
That's
anyway.
True. You did kind of open
I
that
did.
Door.
I did open that door. It's a door I wish I could close, but I can't.
You didn't.
Anyway, thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
This is Life.
Of a stopwatch on the back of a raindrop, and did a swap for the sound in an hourglass. I heard an unhappy ending. It sort of sounds like you leaving. I heard the pile driver waltz. It woke me up this morning. Like you've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel, and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable, and so was your food. If you're gonna try and walk on water, make sure you wear your comfortable shoes. Mystery's flashing amber, go green when you answer, but the red on the rest of the questionnaire never changes. I heard the news that you're planning to shoot me out of a cannon. I heard the pyro driver waltz. They woke me up this morning. Like you've been for breakfast at the Heartbreak Hotel, and sat in the back booth by the pamphlets and the literature on how to lose. Your waitress was miserable.